money.
I love myself a little money chat.
Me too.
What do you got going on, Keelan?
Well, I was actually, I wanted to touch base on this whole employment thing. You know, I was, you know, we in general have been talking about all the employment in Bellevue, the Amazon, the Facebooks and all that. And just recently, Wallet Hub came out with a study that to kind of back up what's happening here in the state, that Washington was named the second best state in the nation to find a job, literally.
Woo-woo.
So they did.
That's good stuff for us.
It is, because we always say if you want to know what housing market's going to do, and that's obviously clearly important to us, follow employment. And it's really great that Seattle was named second. The group compared 50 states across 30 indicators, including things like job strength, like opportunity, health of the economy, and then also employment growth, median annual income, average commute time. All these things were compared. Washington placed very well. Monthly average starting salary here. We got second. Job satisfaction, we were eighth. And we were above average in employment growth, average length of work, average length of work week, and median annual income. So, and then we are number one under the overall umbrella category of economic environment rank. So top in the nation, Massachusetts came in first, followed by West Virginia.
Massachusetts? Say that a few times.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
They came in first?
They came in first over us, but not by much. We were at like 68 score, and they were at like a 71, so it was just a margin. But it's pretty exciting to see, as you know, we've seen some of the growth here as how we stack up to the nation. And and we've also been ranked as one of the top places to own rental properties because our percentage of millennials per capita is one of the highest in the nation. So if you're looking for a rental opportunity, there's lots of millennials that will be willing to get you some rent.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a really great tie-in for what I wanted to share today. And I wanted to talk about Gateway. As Keelan mentioned in one of our previous money chats, we did purchase a charter bank, and it's so, so exciting. You know, I can work pretty much at any company I want to and bring the team, and we could do, you know, greatness. But we really choose a company that can support us at a very high level, at a high efficiency level, gives us the competitive price and product, and really steps out there for creative products as well. And I'm so happy with the purchase of the charter bank because we've got some really great stuff coming up. So I want to talk about one thing, investor fix and hold. So cool. There are limited options available for investors that want to purchase property that need a rehab, and because the condition of the home will not meet the requirements that are needed for a traditional loan. Now, common rehab loans like a 203K rehab for FHA or the standard conventional rehab loans, it has to be an owner-occupied or a primary residence. So this loan is coming in to fill that gap that the investors might need that plan on fixing and holding the property. So a little bit about the product description. It's purchase price plus improvement repair, and it is short-term financing. Again, it's for investors and investors only. First-time buyers are not eligible, so you don't have to be an investor, but you can't be buying your first home as an investment property and utilize our investor fix and hold. Interest rate 7%, which is really a competitive interest rate for a short-term finance loan. It's a three-month balloon, and the rate is subject to change depending on what happens with prime. Now, there are 30-day extensions available at 0.5% of the loan, so there's no limit to extensions. If the rehab takes longer, just know that you want to build that in your budgeting or your cost for what it's going to be for the short-term loan. And then once the improvements are completed, we'll just refinance it to a standard 30-year fixed adjustable rate mortgage, whatever you want. Credit score, there is a minimum credit score requirement. This is available for credit strong borrowers. They want to see a 720 credit score, debt to income ratio 45%. So there is qualifying. It's not a traditional subprime short-term loan where you don't have qualifying. This is a qualifying loan. Eligible loan types for the permanent financing is conventional, so they can't put it into like a government or FHA, which they couldn't do anyways if it was an investment loan. Loan to value value, 75%. It does require a as completed appraisal value. Estimate value after the completion of the renovation is required. So contractor registration, it has to go through Gateway to get that accepted. You can't have a family member or somebody that's involved in the transaction that are doing the rehab. And stay tuned for future Money Chat when I bring in our fix and flip product, because that's really cool as well. All right, that's what we got from Money Chat. Coming up next in the Money Hour, How the Realtor Save You Money, Patty Hill of John L. Scott, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.